Canmore, a potential increase in water, wastewater, recycling and waste rates are on the table. Town staff recommended a series of increases to the different utilities that, if approved by Canmore Council, would lead to a yearly residential increase of up to $54.40 for the four services in 2023 and a potential additional $49.58 a year in 2024, according to the averages presented at the Finance Committee meeting on Tuesday, November 22. Andreas Camo, the town's manager of public works, told the Finance Committee the potential 10-12.9% water increases in 2023 and 2024 as well as the 0.8-3.3% wastewater increases would be needed to balance water and wastewater reserves, which are vital to assist with growth and necessary infrastructure replacement and maintenance. The utility revenue requirements for 2022 are $11.7 million to meet expenses and meet the town's reserve target of $8 million. It's projected to be $12.4 million in 2023 and $13 million in 2024. We determine what our operating expenses are. We determine what our capital plan is and we also determine our assumptions in growth, accounts and then we play around with how much more money does the utility need, said Camo. Not the individual rates, but how much more water the total utility needs to satisfy all of those expenses as well as ensuring we still meet the $8 million reserve balance. The split in revenue requirements in 2022 is 32% for water and 68% for wastewater. It's expected to go to 35% water and 65% wastewater in 2023, then 37% water in 2024. And 63% wastewater until a 40-60 split for water and wastewater is reached. Revenue collected is about 54% from the commercial sector and the remainder is from residential. Fixed and variable water, wastewater rates could see a double-digit percentage increase in 2023 that equates to between $25.44 to $46.20 based on usage of 15 cubic meters per month. If approved, the proposed recycling and waste costs per household would see a 5% increase for an extra $21.36 a year to $37.11 per month. The commercial rate would jump by $14.52 a year to $25.31 per month. The largest proposed utility project is the replacement of Pump House No. 2 at a potential $20 million. The project was originally proposed in 2018. But was pushed back due to financial pressures from the new fire hall project and impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. The project, if approved, is expected to take until at least 2024 to finish, which will limit the ability of the town to see more growth until it's nearing completion. It's imperative it begins in 2023, Camo said, noting it is a critical piece of infrastructure. Camo said the pump house cost was estimated to be $12 million in the 2016 utility master plan. But after discussions with contractors found prices have escalated, adding the municipality would have a significant contingency for further price fluctuation. When Cown Wade Graham asked for further clarification on the amount that had been set aside for the contingency, Sow Sally Cottle said there could be reasons to not disclose it such as contractually. Camo said the town doesn't yet know how much the project will cost until a tender is received, but it is expected to be below $20 million. It will also receive $2.5 million in grant funding. This is a time-sensitive project. If we look at a scenario where we start to pare back the budget and we put ourselves at risk for now not having sufficient funds and having to come back to council, ultimately, it delays the project, he said. This market does not really allow you to ask contractors to hold pricing for more than 30 days, which is way more than it takes for administration to come back in front of council. Town staff are in the process of finalizing the 2022 utility master plan, which is anticipated to return to council in early 2023. The province, which approves the regulatory framework, had asked for more stringent guidelines on ammonia and phosphorus removal that's discharged into the Bow River Basin. Camo said the province is aiming to see phosphorus removal dip by about 50% and the province is either doing or will be doing the same for other communities on the basin. Noting algae growth from phosphorus as a concern to Alberta environment and the impact it has on fish habitats. He added the town is exceeding the province's existing standards of 1.0 mg per liter for phosphorus at 0.5 mg L. The province is aiming to have the regulation be at 0.5 milligrams L, which leaves little room for error for the town of Canmore. We'll have to put something in place, so we're consistently below 0.5 because you can't operate away where you're right up against the ceiling of the regulation, he said. Administration reported the total tons of phosphorus discharged would increase as the community grows. There are some significant unknowns right now, and when the utility master plan returns we'll be sharing that information with council, said Whitney Smithers, the town's general manager of infrastructure. When we have a better indication of costs and impacts to the town we'll come forward with that information. Full town build-out is estimated at 30,000 people, but the population model is regularly updated. The population total includes full-time residents, whereas commercial use for hotels are considered above that total. The town also has agreements with Harvey Heights to provide residential water to Dead Man's Flats, which has a build-out of 1,700 people. It does evolve over time as the community builds out and plans change, Smithers said. It's updated regularly to capture those changes as best we can. Potential water, wastewater utility rate INCREASE 2023. All rates based on 15 cubic meters per month. Water, fixed $22.12 per month after $19.58 per month in 2022 for a 12.9% increase. Water, variable, $1.03 per month after 94 cents per month in 2022 for a 10.2% increase per cubic meter. Wastewater, fixed, $41.08 per month after $39.77 per month in 2022 for a 3.3% increase. Wastewater, variable, $1.91 per month after $1.90 per month in 2022 for a 0.8% increase per cubic meter. Water is proposed at $33.04 increase or 5.4%. Commercial accounts are expecting a 5 or 5.6% increase based on the water meter size 0.2024. All rates based on 15 cubic meters per month. Water, fixed, $24.33 per month for a 10% increase from 2023 proposed rates. Water, variable, $1.14 per month for a 10.4% increase from 2023 proposed rates per cubic meter. Wastewater, fixed, $41.44 per month for a 0.9% increase on potential 2023 rates. Wastewater, variable, $1.94 per month for a 1.2% increase on potential 2023 rates per cubic meter. Water is proposed at $27.26 increase or 4.2%. Commercial accounts are expecting a 4.2 to 4.3% increase based on the water meter size. Proposed recycling, waste costs per household 2023 residential recycling, $17.34 for a 5% from $16.51 in 2022 residential waste. $19.77 for a 5% from $18.82 in 2022 total, $37.11 commercial recycling, $25.31 for a 5% from 24.10 residential increase as $1.78 per month or $21.36 a year commercial increase as $1.21 per month or $14.52 a year 2024 residential recycling. $18.21 for a 5% from 2023 proposed rates. Residential waste. $20.76 for a 5% from 2023 proposed rates. Total. $38.97 commercial recycling. $26.58 for a 5% from 2023 proposed rates. Residential increase as $1.86 per month or $22.32 a year commercial increase as $1.27 per month or $15.24 a year utility capital projects 2023 Pump House 2 replacement and capacity upgrade, $20 million Bow Valley Trail Wastewater Phase 2 upgrade, $3.10 million Bow Valley Water Phase 2 upgrade, $1.75 million Wastewater Treatment Plant UV Disinfection System Lifecycle, $700,000 total, $25.5 million 2024 Railway Avenue Wastewater Upgrade, $2.40 million Vector Utility Truck Replacement, $900,000 Wastewater Influent Screen Capacity Upgrade, $900,000 Bow Valley Trail Wastewater Phase 3 Upgrade, $600,000 Elk Run sewer main upgrade design. $200,000 wastewater treatment plant odor control design. $200,000 total, $5. 2 million solid waste capital projects 2023 small container replacement. $150,000 large container replacement. $150,000 one-ton large item collection vehicle. $100,000 waste characterization study. $100,000 Boulder Crescent design. $80,000 scale platform safety upgrade. $50,000 total, $630, 002024. Funded from solid waste reserve, 3-ton collection vehicle replacement. $350,000 large container replacement. $150,000 small container replacement. $150,000 total, $650,000.